When time is short, I like to at least get the hashkofi yisoidis out of the parasha. Somebody be magdim, according to many rishonim, there's a, in the minyan ha-mitzvahs, there's a love of the loyer kikorach of the chadosai to be machzik v'machloikis is osir. Of the loyer kikorach of the chadosai. In general, a person has to know machlokes is the worst thing that destroys a person, and a person has to run away from it like fire. There's a beautiful letter of the Rambam. What he describes, what he's seen that machlokes does. It's a pachad chodim, his description. He says, harbei chasidim. In the eyes of the Rambam, they were chassidim. They were destroyed because of machlokes. Mishpachas were destroyed from machlokes. Harbe chassidim, he has a lashon of ibdu chassidusom. Harbe tzadikim hirshiu. The koyach noira of machlokes is it makes a tzadik into a rasha. It makes a chassid into ain a chassid. It's a horrible thing. Machlokes never begins from something major. Machlokes doesn't begin from something minor that's not taken care of on time. The pasuk says in Tehillim, "Bakesh shalom v'rodfehu." Be mevakesh shalom and run after it. Farvos. If the pasuk is being mazras to run after it, obviously it's something which is running away from us. Naturally, shalom runs away from a person, from a situation. Situations, all life situations tend to bring to a machlokes unless a person very actively is out to make sure that it won't happen. Between friends, between every chabura, between every mishpacha, there is always the danger of a machlokes. And if unless someone consciously makes it decision to be mevake shalom and to be roidev shalom, shalom will escape. There's naturally a contradiction in the Bria from beginning of creation of humanity. Chazal tell us that there was a, so to speak, a vikuach between two midos before the Bria of the Odom. Emes said a person should not be Nivra. Shalom said that a person should be Nivra. The person by definition is Rochik from the Emes. Shalom tainted Ober, there is room, because there's room for a Bria of the Adam to work on himself and to achieve Shalom. And in some way, there's a certain stira, so to speak, between Emes and Shalom. People who are always right for Emes are in danger of getting into machlokes from a good place, place of Emes. The avoid of Shalom is to be able to see the flexibility of Emes, as strange as that might sound to say. And how is Emes flexible? Yes. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mishane Mipnei HaShalom. Shalom wins over Emes. When there's a question to go between Emes and Shalom, Shalom wins. And we learn from that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Loma Zetzocha Kesor Oleimor, Hani Zokanti, when we have it in the pasuk that she said something else, Beliba. She said, Haleven Avram Shona, he'll be moilit. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell that to Avram Avinu, Pnei Darkei Shalom. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu, Loma Zetzocha Kesor Oleimor, Omnam Ani Eilit Vani Zokanti. What lesson are we supposed to learn from that? To be Mishanim Pnei Darkei Shalom. From the Emes. But there's something deeper. we are all created as different human beings. Every person is his own world. And in a certain sense, every person sees the emes in his own way. And it's true, that's his truth. Shalom demands that the person's flexible. And he has to realize that the emes coming from another person looks a little different. Flexibility of Shalom is to be able to appreciate someone else's emes. And to see that from his point of view, that's what the emes is. And not to be locked into your own emes. And that's the depth of what the Yesod is, of the steer between emes and Shalom, where Shalom is supposed to win over emes. Exactly this training in Lamdas, when a Chavrus is saying an idea, to you it's clear, your emes is in Gantin emes. Stick with your emes. Gesundheit. Aber her emes also. Listen to see his point of his emes. See it from his nekudah. That he has his emes, where he's coming from. Bleib with your emes also. But that's what Shalom says. See where the other person's also coming from. Give a respect to the different point of view. Of course, when it's within the boundaries of the Torah, obviously. But that's the Yesod. The Yesod is that naturally, because the person is created as a being of emes and has to strive for truth and has to seek the truth. And therefore, in that seeking of truth, if a person will not strive for Shalom as well, if he's not going to be mevaki Shalom virod fehu and run after it, Shalom is going to avoid him and run away from him. And therefore, we're mitzuvah to baki Shalom virod fehu, to be mevaki Shalom and to run after it, otherwise it's going to avoid us and it's going to run away from us. Naturally. That's what the Rambam writes. And when Machlekes does come on, it's a fire. Horrific fire. As we see in this week's parasha, the lashon of the medrash in this week's parasha is: there is no other chait which had so much destruction that even babies were destroyed. There was nothing left of Korach and his followers. Nothing. Nishkin ruchush. Not a penny was left over from them. Garnished. Utter destruction comes only from a machlokes. It's a beautiful medrash. Medrash Tanchuma, as Rashi calls it. Parsha Yofi Nidrash. Now, I want to tell you another word beforehand. Also, the beginning of Alev Avcha. I saw a medrash on Vayikach Korach. What's Vayikach Korach? So Rashi, Kicha B'dvarim. Kicha is always B'dvarim. When you study the state of the Yisod, that's where Rabbi Ochber learns that the Maisa Amira by Kiddushin is a chelik of Maisa Kiddushin, is part of Kiyika Chishish or Kichas Bedvarim. Cholayfen, I saw a medrash on Vayikach. There's a medrash that says Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Beiso Veiveles Biyoda Taharseno. Chochmas Noshim Bonsa Beisa Zu'oin Ben Peles Zu'oin Ben Peles the Aishas Oin Ben Peles, the wife of Oin Ben Peles, who she saved him, the Veles B'yodet Tarsen is Aishas Koirach. So the Medrash describes what was the difference between the wife of Oin Ben Peles and the wife of Koirach. Koirach came back after that infamous Shabbos that we discussed, all shaven from head to toe. So his wife gives a look at him and says, Korach, what happened to you? He says, well, Moshe Rabbeinu shaved all of us. All the Levim got shaven. What else did he do? He had us go to mikveh, and he did a tenufa on us. He picked us up. He had Aaron. He put his kapoy, so yadarim tachas Aaron. He lifted us up. Moiluch, mevi, male, moirit. She began ridiculing him. You think this is coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, made all of you fools. He shaved all of you guys. He treated you like babies. They had you go dunk in a mikveh. She made fun. I mean, lemaisa, the chutzpah, the azus ponim neira that this woman had, Hare, I mean, it was a Maisa Nisim Gomor going on over there. That there were 23,300 Levian who all had a Tnufa within one day by Aaron. Just make the calculation within seconds. I mean, the whole thing was one Maisa Nis, one Maisa Nis. How many seconds are there in a... there's 60 seconds in a minute. Just go for it. 60 times 60 is 3,600. So you have... in every hour you have 3,600 seconds. So 33... we're speaking about... even if you give each adult coin over there 1 second of a tnufa, you got to do a moilich umevi ma'ala moirid. It's a minimum of, I don't know, you take the world's biggest gibor, I mean, that would be, it's a minimum of 10 seconds. The berich was 1.1 second b'meshach the day for each coin, for it had to be done. Besides the fact that human beings generally don't have that energy either. The ganze Sache was one big Maisa Nes. She's busy making fun. Mezalzel. And she's being mezalzel at him. And until he took it to heart. And he did this whole machlekes. Chazal tells us it was from his wife. Ein Ben Pelis' wife was a hepech hagomer. What happened? What was Ein Ben Pelis' wife? Ein Ben Pelis' wife. She tells Ein Ben Pelis, what are you mixing in? If Moshe Rabbeinu is right, he's the Rebbe. If Korach is right, he's the Rebbe. You're anyway the Talmud. You're anyway not going to be the Nasi. It's anyway not you. So who are you fighting for? What are you getting? You're fighting for Korach's sake. What's your game? She didn't sell him from kite. It wasn't going to be going at the moment. She spoke in practical sense. You're mixing into a machlekes which you're going to have no gain from. But out. He says, you know, Rebbetzin, you're right. Oh, but I'm stuck. I already gave them my word. I'll take care of it. She gave him wine to drink. She put him into the oil. She's busy taking apart her hair. And they come, Gevald, Shmir, say nine. First days. The Heilige mentioned it's only machlokes and against Moshe Rabbeinu apikorsus and kfira to al ding. They're not doing. He gets them to turn around. She gets them to turn around. He's drunk. He's sleeping away. Gevaldik. In the meantime, Korach v'Adosai get lost, and her husband survives. Chachmas noshim bonsa beis v'yivelis b'yodu tarzen. It's a medrash. Nocham medrash chav gezen. Vayikach Korach. The pasuk is saying vayikach loshim kicha kiddushin. He married his wife. Ooh, and then that's when all the trouble began. Don't look out for no nonsense. Praise Hashem, one day you'll be in Shiduchim. Get married for the right purposes and the right reason. Choose a kosher tzadekis you're going to have a life of a Gan Eden with. And Nishkin, don't have any stupid cheshbonis when you get married, which is going to bring you in Shol Tachtis Arayin, Azir B'Korach. That's the first lesson to get from the parasha. Vayikach Korach, he did a kicha. He did a bad kicha. Vayikach ish isha. Ooh, wow. He got into trouble. Yivel is beyond the tar senes of Yishter Shal Korach. The first lesson from the parasha. Abchina von Alevavcha. When it's Nageya, you should take this to heart. Parasha is a midrash yofa b'midrash tanchuma. Shteid on the midrash. What did Korach do after he took his wife a bit too serious? He decided he's going to attack it. He's going to convince everyone else with what his wife convinced him. He's going to make fun of Moshe Rabbeinu. He used the Koach of Leitzonis. Leitzonis is a horrific, powerful tool. Leitzonis is a good tool on some level if it's used properly, sense of humor, for those who have that bracha of using sense of humor sometimes to change a heavy atmosphere, to make life a bit easier, to be able to put things back into perspective. You suddenly need a change of scenery, a change of perspective. Comes a good witzel, a good vort, a good joke, and can maybe change the mood, and you can get back, and you can do a reset on moods which have to get reset. There is a koyach of some goodness to a mashu of of a milsad b'dichus. It changes a certain tone. There is a... Oh, but there's a tremendous koyach of destruction which could exist in Leitzonis also. Leitzonis has a koyach to change the most serious, heavy attitude in places where you need seriousness and ruin things. Koyach, Lashon HaChazal was a pikach, used the koyach of Leitzonis lahora, to be mezalzel in the whole Mesiras HaTorah. Without his koyach of Leitzonis, there's no way that he would have had his effect, that he could have been matzliach. Ma also, and Chazal go into description of the type of leitzonis that he did. With the koyach of leitzonis, he managed to ruin Klal Yisrael's outlook of Matan Torah, of Mesiras HaTorah, of the Hachnot to Moshe Rabbeinu to the Moser HaTorah. Rabbi Shurkin has in the Megid one of his rabbeim telling him, as we all know, Rabbi Shurkin has a sense of humor to be appreciated. One of his rabbeim told him, "Et gezogt a gute Wort," and he had everyone cracked up rolling. Rabbi Malin told him, it's printed in the Megid, I wouldn't say Hamayon, and he brought it out to remember, to teach the Olam. He said, "Shurkin, you can't say a good witzel. You have a koyach to say a good joke. Aber beg give achtung, sie can euch bring in shol tachtis rein. You can take a person also into shol tachtis." It's a tremendous koyach, a koyach of a witzel, of a koyach of leitzonis. But you have to be careful when and where to use it. Koyach destroyed with that koyach of leitzonis Klal Yisrael, and he put a matzav of sakon. And without, I mean, first of all, the way to, without HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming out and going with the full severity, there would be no way to stop it. And therefore, he and his whole mishpacha and all of his followers all got lost. And then there was the Magefa. Close to 20,000 people were killed. And there was no other way of taking away the horrific effect of that which he did without it. It's a terrible koyach when it's misused, like everything good in this world. When things are good and done in the right way, it's gewaldic. If it's done in the wrong way, it's poison. Ma also, he had everyone get dressed up with talis shekulot tcheles. Then they came to ask Hashem, "Moshe Rabbeinu, does a talis shekulot tcheles need tzitzis?" Moshe Rabbeinu paskin davad. "Does it need chelis as well?" "Yes, it needs a psul chelis." He came to make fun. If at Ketaylet, if chut echod is poter ganze beged, which is of a different color, if the whole talis is kulit chelis, alach has kama v'kama that it shouldn't have to have chelis, that it should pater itself. Now, in lomdus, does that make sense? No, what's the shaykhist? In London, this doesn't make sense. But in Korach's way of thinking, it did make sense. And with Leitzonis, you can get across with it. There's a few Yisodis over here. Bais, he tiny Bais Malis Forum. You have a Bais full of Sifrei Torah. Does it need a mezuzah? Moshe Rabbeinu Paskin Davada. If it has a mashkol, if it has a delis, it has a mezuzah, Avada, it's chayven a mezuzah. Tiny Korach, two parshiyos pater the ganze bayis. So if you have a bayis mole sifre Torah, of course it should be pater. Weiter, in Lomdus does that hold? Stupid tiny in Lomdus. But in Korach's presentation of Svara, it makes sense. Rabbi Yosher Berg is to point out this beautiful shir from him on the topic. How you cannot use, when you come to Torah, you can't come with external svaras. Torah has to be treated with pure respect in its own logic. You can't come with other logics, so to speak. You can't come with other mahalchim. and say fakrumte svaris. A svar of talish kulit chelis in lomdis, it doesn't hold klum. It's a stupid taina. Bais molis svar that shepater from azuz is a stupid taina. If you come from an external mode of how to think about things, from an outer hashkof and not hashkof is atir, from not of hashkof is atir, well, in a das balabatim, so to speak, of course it makes sense. If chutechot chel is pater, then a baggage kulit chel is a vadish and pater. But in a lomdish svar, what's the shanches? There's a din chut. You need. I can't be then. It has to be a psil. It has to be a chut treilis, and there's a din of chutim. Mudaf this legin kedas v'chadin. There's a din kshira. Like what's the shayches? Like what's the shayches? Beggars call it treilis. There's a din mezuzah mashke. Torah you can't come to with external svaras. It has to be mit alomdish svara, mit Torah dika svaras, mit the Torah dika outlook. And that's all part of the tshuva. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching Klal Yisrael a lesson to take away from the effect of Korach. Rashiv wasn't here this week, but one of the Rashiv's strongest shmuzin, strongest ideas that he takes out from this parashi, says it so strong and so beautifully, is Boiker v'yoyda Hashem es asher loy. Rashiv has this powerful famous shmuz, Boiker. What's the name Rashi and Boiker? What did he tell them? Boike v'yoyda Hashem asher loy. Yoda help me. Boike v'yoyda Hashem asher loy. Here, pasuk hey. Okay, Boike. Umidroshoi, boiker, omali moshe, gvulois, kol chalaka kochbochu boi lomoi. Yechol matum lafich boiker lo erev. Could you change the rules of nature? Could you change the boiker into erev? Kach tuchlu levatel eze. So too will you be able to make levatel eze. Shenemar vay erev vay boiker. Vayavdel. Just like a kochbochu separated. Vayavdel Elokim ben Ha'or ben Ha'choshech, so too Vayavdel Aharon la'Hakdishoy, Kodesh Kadosh. The Kedushas Kohuna, Kedushas Leviyah, Kedushas Yisrael is not coming from any external svara. It's coming from Kodesh Baruch Hu's Chochma El Yoneh, his decision. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu made rules of nature, so too there are the rules of the Torah. Each one of them are Kodesh Baruch Hu's rules. It's not shaykh to bend. Just like you cannot change the rules of nature, so too we cannot change the rules of Torah. Just like rules of nature has its own logic and own understanding, so too the rules of Torah has its own mythology to work through and to understand it. The way of thinking. There's the Torah way of thinking through something. Talish shekulat chelz is not a mahalach of understanding Torah. It's a mahalach maybe of understanding who knows what. Something else. Chukei Shemayim V'aretz. The Torah is not changeable. Yiddishkeit isn't changeable. Gvulos yesh b'olam. Things cannot be changed according to your whim. Torah can't be changed. Just like Chukei Shemayim V'aretz can't be changed. It's a tremendous Mr. Haskell, it's a tremendous Yesoid in Hashkofa. Torah has to be an absolute, and we have to treat Torah as an absolute. Just like the Metzias of nature hits us in our face as being absolutes. Secondly, the Mahalach HaMachshofa has to be within the framework of the Torah. You can only come to Torah with a Lomdashiv framework. With a Torah ticket, way of trying to understand. You can't try to understand things in an external way of thinking. There's a certain sefer, a certain yid, a shtickle Talmud Chacham, maybe. A shtickle Talmud Chacham. I'm saying it with his shver was very close to Reb Michal Feinstein. So when he wrote his sefer, he went for haskama to Reb Michal. And Reb Michal gave him a haskama on the sefer, which he went there and he printed it on his sefer. I was shocked how he doesn't maybe even realize the nekuda where Reb Michal was criticizing his sefer in his haskama. Reb Michal writes in the haskama that he's meshabech the person, but he basically criticized the sefer very much. What's he criticizing in this person's sefer? He says, this person in the sefer was trying to explain Torah in Lomdashe. He had many chakiris and many Lomdashe nekudis. He was trying to explain it in universal terms. Gavrin Cheftza, he had his way of phrasing it in a universal term. He's trying to Abidalnikav Schus, so to speak, to bring Torah to the masses. Nebuch, that's not really where it was coming from. Really was coming is trying to be Miyapi the Torah for people who are Miyapi Chochmas Chitzonius, and to show them that there's Chochma in the Torah as well, just like you have your Chochma. I'll show you that the Torah is like you. It's Bidoime to a certain sickness that exists in the Western world, and I'd say in the Reform communities to the extreme, or the conservative, meaning people who didn't grow up within the Torah frame mind, rather they grew up in other ways of life, and they try to see the Torah, and they want to see beauty in the Torah, so they try to see, well, the Torah is also beautiful, just like French literature is beautiful. And Bedoimer, or just like, well, democracy is gewaldic, women's rights is my, so I'll come to show you, well, the Torah is very democratic. They'll look for democracy in the Torah, and the foreign rabbi is going to get up and explain to you a whole sermon on the issue of democracy, and that's what Judaism is all about. Women's rights, the Torah is very much for women's rights, and I'll give you a whole sermon to show you where how the Torah is also, let's say, in the best of situations, or by now they don't have to say the Torah has it, is just ruined. Whatever is going, whatever is nice, they turn into Judaism. 100 years ago was a bit different. They had to show it was the Torah is that way, or there are people who, even Orthodox Jews, who will also be busy doing that and show you, well, all these values which are considered by the Ummah Sa'ilim to be nice, well, the Torah also has it, and the Torah is also that way. What this person was trying to do with his sefer, well, this Chochmah and Chochmah's Chitzonius, now I'll come to show you the Chochmah's HaTorah where it's similar to Chochmah's Chitzonius, and there's also the universal ways of appreciating the Torah. As Reb Michal writes, the Torah doesn't need help, so to speak, to explain the ideas of the Torah coming from universal terms and from universal way of thinking of things. And I'm adding, as Nekuda, when Reb Michal didn't put that emphasis, Reb Michal was telling him, you don't have to phrase Lomdus to phrase it in Goyish terms. What I'm adding is, Torah also doesn't have to be appreciated from a Goyish point of view. And say, well, we can appreciate Torah also from this point of view. That's not the point. You have to change the whole mindset where you are in order to appreciate what Torah is. You can't come to appreciate what Torah is coming from a point of understanding which isn't mineu be coming from the Mahalach HaMachshava of the Torah. If you don't come to the Mahalach HaMachshava of the Torah, you're coming from an external way of understanding things. You'll understand things like Korach. Talish should kulik tchela should be potter from tzitzis. A bais mal disvon should be potter from a mezuzah. Within the frame work of Torah, within its own beautiful way of working things through, and its own way of understanding, you have to learn to appreciate what the Torah is. Torah doesn't need external haskamas, and it doesn't have to be nice in external terms, and it doesn't have to fit with the svaras of not in the Torah framework. A good Shabbos.